STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
You've probably heard about Target making some comments about transgender individuals and what bathrooms and fitting rooms are supposed to be using. And so I've had a lot of people ask me to comment on their recent press release that they just gave the other day. Here's a few sentences from their press release. Target says this: "We welcome transgender team members and guests to use the restroom or fitting room facility that corresponds with their gender identity. Everyone deserves to feel like they belong." So let me just offer three quick comments about this. Let me first say that my heart breaks for people who identify as transgender. And this is not to be mean. This is in fact what actually many of them report to us, and that is they feel confused, they feel depressed, they feel afraid. And that's why, sadly, the suicide rate for people who are transgender is much higher than that of the rest of the population. In fact, one of the studies that I looked at that actually is very friendly towards LGBT individuals says that 41% of people who identify themselves as transgender have attempted suicide. And that's compared to about 1.6% of the general population. And that's a staggeringly high suicide attempt rate. And so this is why it's so tragic to hear this about them. And this is why I say my heart breaks for these people because of what they're going through. Now, my comments here have nothing to do with the morality of transgender people. I'm not making any judgments about their behavior or about their identity. In fact, I've said a lot about my thoughts about transgender individuals in general. In fact, I recently wrote a chapter in a new book that's been released, edited by Sean McDowell. It's called A New Kind of Apologist. And in that book, I have a chapter called Transgender, Truth, and Compassion. And there I talk about how I believe that we as Christians do not have to compromise the truth, biblically speaking, our convictions, but at the same time, we can still be compassionate towards individuals who identify themselves as transgender. And so if you want sort of more of my thoughts sort of fleshed out about this topic broadly, I'd encourage you to check out there. Now, my second comment has to do with really the primary concern I have with the policy to allow biological men who identify as women to enter into bathrooms that are consistent with their gender identity. And my concern is simply for the well-being, the comfort, and the safety of women and children, especially those women and children who will be using fitting rooms and restroom facilities where men might be able to enter into. Now, I understand that the intent of this policy is to allow men who identify as women to be able to use the bathroom facility or fitting room facility that corresponds with their gender identity to make them feel most comfortable and most safe. But as with any policy, you can't just look at the immediate effects of a particular decision or policy. Rather, you have to also look at and consider the secondary effects. And it's these secondary effects that are what so many people in our culture, Christians and non-Christians, that are concerned about. And that is the fact that some men will take advantage of such a policy and try to do what they can to enter into fitting rooms or restrooms or the facilities that women are using for whatever inappropriate reasons. And you don't have to be a sociology expert to recognize that this is an obvious problem with this particular policy. Okay, the concern here is for the safety and the well-being of women and children. Notice, I'm not here making any type of a religious argument. I'm not making any assessment about the morality of being transgender. Okay, this is also not an argument or motivated by any kind of hate or malice or anger towards people who are transgender. In fact, I would say my general impulse is to have compassion towards these people because based on what they've told me, I know what they're going through. All right, this decision, this concern is a public policy question, right? Should we allow these kinds of people to enter into a bathroom that identifies with their gender? This is a public policy question. I'm raising a public policy concern. This is a concern that is for the common good of society and for our culture. It's actually a very commonsensical concern, and indeed one that many non-Christians are also concerned about and have voiced their concerns about. And of course, related to this whole policy is the question of how are stores going to police or enforce such a policy? In other words, how are they going to be able to determine who is genuinely transgender and who is using this policy and trying to exploit it for inappropriate or evil gains? And so it seems like we're abandoning a long-standing principles, traditions about what restrooms and fitting rooms to use that are not just we're doing it because we've always done it. These are commonsensical decisions that we've made and that protect individuals that we're trying to be concerned about. And we're doing all of this for a very, very small percentage of the population. In fact, Gary Gates at the UCLA Williams Institute, who is, again, pro-LGBT in his attitude and, again, friendly towards people who identify as transgender, has put the percentage of transgender individuals in the United States at about 0.3%, okay, 0.3%. Now, that's just the number of people who identify as transgender, and only a smaller percentage of those people are going to be actually men who identify as women, right? The other percentage will be women who identify as men, and, of course, perhaps some others as well. So 0.3% is just the total transgender population. You have a smaller amount of men who identify as women, and then probably even a smaller amount of those who would actually dress and present themselves as female. So either way you slice it, we're talking about a very small percentage of the population that is in question here. And again, I'm not trying to diminish them simply because they represent a small percentage. We should care about all people. But the question is really about the public policy question. How much are we going to at what cost are we going to change our policies, commonsensical policies, in order to accommodate a very small population of people? Now, my third comment simply has to do with the fact that I recognize that for a man who identifies as a woman and presents himself as a woman, dresses like her, if he was to then be forced to use the men's restroom, well, I agree this would be a problem and probably would not be safe for the transgender individual either. So I agree that something needs to be done. Now, it seems to me that one possible solution for this would be to create unisex bathrooms. Now, in other words, you would have male bathrooms and male fitting rooms, and you'd have female bathrooms and female fitting rooms, and those would be used only for people who are biologically male or biologically female. But then you would also have a unisex bathroom, and that unisex bathroom would be one that is a private bathroom and that could be used by people who are transgender. Now, the thing is, I know people are thinking, but Alan, that's going to, you know, discriminate against them, or it's going to identify them or whatever. But the reality is that this would actually solve a lot of problems, especially in places like Target or other stores just like that. And that is that the unisex bathroom would not only be used by people who are transgender, but it would be used by people who just simply prefer to use a bathroom or a fitting room that is completely private. They want to go in there by themselves. Or another kind of person would be people like myself who have young kids. And oftentimes we want to use a unisex bathroom because we want to be able to bring in a son or a daughter who is the opposite sex of ourselves. And so, for example, for myself, many times, you know, especially growing up with my daughter, I've needed to go in to either, you know, take her to the bathroom or change her diaper or whatever it was when she was younger. And of course, I don't want to go into a men's bathroom with a girl, even when she was older. Sometimes she was able to walk in and she needed to use the bathroom. It was awkward for me to bring her in. And obviously, I can't enter into a women's bathroom simply because I'm taking my daughter. And so a unisex bathroom would also be used by parents or families who want to enter into a bathroom with maybe their son or daughter, if they're, of course, the opposite sex, or just with a couple, a husband and wife who want to bring in their son or their daughter, or both their son and their daughter, okay? So these unisex bathrooms would actually solve multiple problems, not just the question of where should a transgender individual be using a restroom or fitting room. Now, I realize that no solution is going to be perfect, but it seems like a unisex bathroom in that is added to both male and female bathrooms in this case would be a solution that at least accommodates a large number of people in our society and culture and indeed protects all individuals concerned. So those are my quick thoughts. And again, I'm just simply trying to be mindful of the concerns, the plight of transgender people, and of course, the overall well-being of women and children as well. So everybody in society, and trying to figure out a way that makes sense, that protects and makes everyone feel comfortable as best we can, given the diversity that we have in our culture.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.